This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq, insurgents have attacked a building that was scheduled to be used as a polling station in the northern city of Mosul, using machine guns and shoulder-propelled rockets. This just 8 days before nationwide elections are scheduled for January 30th. In the lead-up to the vote, insurgents have also stepped up attacks in and around Baghdad, reportedly intimidating Sunnis to stay away from the polls and killing scores of Shiites. But in the southern port city of Basra, Shiites are reportedly eager to participate in the upcoming vote. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us from Basra. Deborah, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And is the political climate in Basra palpably different from that in Baghdad?
It is. There is still violence here. Some polling stations were bombed last week, but there's limited campaigning here. The surprise here is the range of opinions and the kind of calculations that people are making about voting. What you hear among the educated elite is they want a secular government. And in this town that is so religious, it is very interesting to see. I was in Basra in the 1980s, and this was a very wild town. It was a bar town for Kuwaitis who drive across the border for a drink. In the 90s, it got more religious. And then after the fall of the regime, the religious parties took over here. And to tell you how some people feel about it, I talked to a British officer who said, a local said to him, "You British are so clever. You let the bad people run our city so that we could see, and now we want more secular and democratic people." Of course, the British did no such thing, but it was a sense of how people are calculating this election.
The problem with the prospect of religious leadership is that Shiites, at least in Basra, feel they've had that already.
They've had it. They're making very practical calculations. What they've learned here is not to criticize the religious parties openly. Basra is a very strict town these days. We met some university women who said that there were professors who were trying to separate the male students from the female students, and they said, that's what they do in Iran, and we don't want that here. So in a town of more than a million people, what you hear from the elites is they want a technocratic government. They want the economy fixed, the electricity fixed, and they want a separation between religion and politics.
Deborah, what about people you've spoken to outside the university community?
Scott, I've seen reports that say that what we heard at the university is reflected in the marketplace here and out on the streets. Most of the trips we've taken so far have been under the watchful security eye of British troops. So while I have read that those opinions are the same, I have not been out on the streets to find out for myself.
Certainly there have been reports about Iranian influence or reported alleged Iranian influence in the campaign leading up to the vote on January 30th. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Iran is a touchy subject in Basra. Some of the religious parties who are in control here and running for office were in exile in Iran for years. And you can hear people here tell you that the Iranians are giving them money for their campaigns. And Basrans don't like it. They say, we are Arab Shiites. That is different than Iranian Shiites. We don't want anybody controlling our country. They have enough trouble with American troops and British troops and Polish troops. So I think that there will be some Iranian influence. There's no way around that. But if you ask people from Basra, if it was up to them, they'd say, no, thank you. We want to run our own affairs.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Basra. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.